Hey there, everybody. This is Gabby, and tonight I am recording a very special, very solo episode of Potential Cast for you all to enjoy. Currently, it is just me sitting here on my red sofa, drinking a Harp Lager on a All Hallows Eve, I guess, with everybody's favorite podcasting chihuahua, Artie. So tonight, I will be watching episode one, season five. Buffy versus Dracula. So we'll see. Is this a trick or a treat? I'm loaded with these gems, so buckle your seatbelts and let's go for a ride here. So I'm pulling this up on Netflix. I see season 5, episode 1, Buffy versus Dracula, 43 minutes of awesome. You guys are so fucking lucky, all right? So here we go. About to hit the little red button and 3, 2, 1, and go. All right, so what do we got here? It's loading, loading, loading. Starting. Buffy, she's in bed. There's an elbow next to her. Who's it gonna be? Oh, I'm seeing spaghetti strap. No bra. Damn, no bra watch. Oh, Riley, so sweet. I'll be so sleeping with his little boy haircut. Okay. So, she's running, kicking, punching, doing what she does best, slaying vampires. Oh, cartwheel. Nice. Nothing like a good acrobatic slay. And then she's back to bed. Huh. So is this a metaphor or something? Is Buffy not satisfied by what Riley gives her? She's only satisfied by the killing of the vampires. Opening credits. Let's see if there's anything new. I love how in the opening credits, they show Xander peeing. That's fantastic. Oh, Mark Blucas, he's not going to be dead or anything in this one. He's still all listed there. Spike! Plus one. Okay. Created by Josh Eden. Fantastic. Oh, God. They're frolicking on the friggin' beach for serious? Oh, my God. Riley. Sleeveless shirt. For real. Least hot thing ever. Oh, and he's got short pants on as well. Nice. Little boy haircut. Oh, God. Xander, too, with the sleeveless. Ugh. Buffy is so strong. She slayed a football. It is very helpful that Willow can use some witchcraft to start a fire. because Xander is friggin' useless. Oh, now it's raining and their fun little beach day is a mess. I'm sorry. What is this business here? Spooky castles. Okay. I'm going to go on a limb. Let's see, this is going to be how Dracula is introduced. We got Spooky Castle, two random guys, and a big crate. Yep, there we go. Bye, Rando. Giles has a Mac! You're the computer whisperer. Well, you know what? Winter does seem more like archiving season. Willow's right. Giles, listen to the girl. But giant rubber band balls are awesome. Haven't you been to the world's largest rubber band ball? Jeez, it's great. It's like the world's largest ball of twine. Uh-oh. Secrets. Oh, I don't think I like where this is going. I know. Uh-oh. Is Giles gonna die? What? He's going back to England? What the fuck? Why? Thank you. Well, she's not really watching him anymore, her, but whatever. No. But it sounded self-pitying, Giles. Everybody needs you. What? A little hairy eyeball? What is that? So they're going to call England whenever they want you? I'm really confused right now. If it's the end of summer and they were just frolicking on the beach, why is Buffy currently wearing a turtleneck sweater? That thing looks ridiculous. It's thick. It's like January clothes. Ooh, someone's wearing sassy red leather pants. And fighting and being watched. I'm sorry, everybody. The move where Buffy jumps up and hits the vampire in the head with her crotch, priceless. Absolutely priceless. I know that's how I disable all my foes. What's Brandon Lee doing? Oh, that must be Dracula. Ooh, so snap. What? There's a secret between Willow and Tara? I had no idea. What could it be? Could it be about all of their witchcraft that they do together? Wow. I wonder if that Lestat joke years later would be an Edward Cullen joke. Probably. Oh my god. Buffy seems excited that people know all about her. She's famous. She's world famous in all the vampire circles. And yet nobody seems particularly terrified about her, over her, for her, about her, whatever. I feel bored too, Buffy. This is ridiculous. Okay. Xander's shirt is amazing. Not only is it a Hawaiian shirt, but it seems to be bedazzled as well. I think that is quite possibly the coolest thing he's ever worn ever. Nice, 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 nice. Oh my god! I know they've been talking for a while, but holy crap! So, Willow and Xander are part of Team Caffeine! They're drinking like a Frappuccino-y looking thing. Awesome sauce! Okay. So, Dracula does a normal vampire-y, turns into a bat, smoky thing, and no other vampires can. What the hell's that all about? Darla looks like he was a rock star. Jeez, jealous much, Riley? I'm with Tara on this one. Dracula is not the sexy. Anya, Anya and Dracula sitting in a tree. KISSING. Turning yourself into a bat is kind of awesome. That would be cool to do that. Does that mean Dracula's also really sort of a shapeshifter? Awesome. I'm pretty sure that Willow is the worst at trying to keep secrets, and she definitely can't play it cool. What? Oh my God, Riley. Oh, what is your deal? Stop it with the being jealous. Ugh. Oh my God, now you're bragging about the initiative. Seriously, the initiative? Oh my God. And also, seriously, hey, look up Vlad the Impaler on the internet. You're right, because everything on the internet is always right. Good idea, Giles. All the factual information lives there. Ooh. Silly young thing, 700. Aww. Poor Xander. Now he's jealous of Dracula, too. Oh. Yes, I do believe that Dracula is Dark's only man. And what's up with the wolf? Is that freaking Dracula again? Seriously, the guy is a shapeshifter. Ugh. The sparkles in his shirt are distracting me. What? So Xander is going to be Dracula's bitch. Excellent spookiness. That is perfect. Dracula totally has Xander's number. You are strange and off-putting. He is. Awkward, but he's no Tara. Crazy awkward, that bitch. Already agrees with me. Also, he loves Riley. Yay! Spike! Ugh. He's really gonna stop the tough guy act. Uh-huh. Dracula owes Spike money, 11 whole pounds. I wonder for how long he's owed him that 11 whole pounds. Showy gypsy stuff. You called him a cowboy. He totally was a cowboy. Riley has to stop it with the jealousy, and he has to stop it with the bullshit tough talk. He ain't gonna do shit. I mean, not like Spike's going to either, because he can't, but still. She's in her own little bed, in her own little house, the house of Joyce, with, I wonder what the budget was in the, for this particular episode for dry ice. I mean, come on. Put your hair back, glasses off, glasses on, hair down, glasses off. He's like, Job. Why did Dracula have to search the world over for Buffy? She lives in fucking Sunnydale. And when she's not in Sunnydale, sometimes she's a waitress in LA. Angel wasn't worthy. Okay. Really? You're lying, Buffy. You remember everything. Do not fight. Let me bite your neck. I want to suck your blood. Buffy Summers, you are a little hoe. You're a hoe faux show. Letting all the vampires taste your goods. And by good, goods, I mean your blood. She's confused. Was it a... She was necking with Dracula. Oh. Ew. Gross. Master Bader. Oh my God, Riley is right. She should be ashamed. Can't believe she let another vampire taste her. Why did they have to do all this extra research on Dracula? Doesn't everybody know it's Dracula's business? So we live in a world, or they live in a world, where there's not Abbott and Costello meets Dracula on every other weekend? Come on. I'm gonna start doing that now. When I start rambling, I'm just gonna throw in Bader. Watch, I'll do it. Don't challenge me, I'll do it. Sander. Ew. Oh, God. I'm rolling my eyes right out of my head again. Seriously, she can take care of herself. Sure, even though she's lusting after the Dark Master. Yeah, she totally isn't another thrall of the Dark Prince. Everybody knows that a 1960 scarf hides hickeys or vampire bites. I mean, really? Did you really have to take it off, Riley? Because you're ashamed. Oh, Xander. Although I do understand that bugs have lots of protein. I was being awkward there. I don't know why. Ugh, whatever, Buffy. Wait. If he wasn't invited, is that like turning into smoke thing a loophole? Does this even really matter? This is just a one-off ridiculous special event. Oh, Joyce. Oh. Joyce, you're barking up the wrong tree, talking about dating men and giving up on them with Tara and Willow. Come on. I bet Kim is really excited when she saw that because, you know, we all know how much she loves Manya. What is with the poster of the animal butts? Is that going to be the new balls of season 5? Is it going to be Xander's animal butts? I love Xander as wacky sidekick. You know, at least he has direction now. He has a job to do. He gets to be a minion for Dracula. Kudos, Xander. Kudos. Oh, whatever. Like, that's totally gonna work. Hey, drinking game. For anybody that listens to my commentary, or Gabby-mentary, every time I say whatever, drink, I probably said it a lot. Whatever. Partial. That's what I think in my head every time I'm watching something on Netflix and it goes to black. I think, commercial time! So these castles have existed in Sunnydale this whole time and nobody's picked up that it's a good place to hide out. Don't you think that would probably be a little more comfortable of a place for Spike to be than in a tomb or... like sometimes when they hang out in the sewers and whatnot. I just figured out who Dracula reminds me of. He reminds me of Bill Hader from Saturday Night Live. If you went out with Stefan right now, I would totally think this is the greatest thing ever. Although if his hairline went back a little more, he'd be all Michael Bolton. Wouldn't Xander be able to find him because he always knows what's up? This guy's either really friggin' tall or Sarah Michelle Gellar is crazy short. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Ooh. He wants Buffy to drink his blood. I think that's how we're supposed to interpret it, right? Bader. Oh, Riley. That was funny. Oh, no. I hope he did not twist his ankle. That's true. He's always getting knocked out. But his glasses are still on. Those things are on snug. What is... Whoa. Hello, ladies. Oh my god. Is Steph freaking out right now? We see Giles' hairy manly chest. Now if he just sings, we're good. Ew. Would you want to drink someone else's blood? That's nasty. What's with the conflict? It's nasty. Don't do it. Don't do it. You don't know where he's been. But you're under his mind control. Ew. Also, every time I make a sound of disgust while listening to this, drink. Thank you. Oh my God. Thank you. I told you it was gross. Nobody ever listens to me. Now she can jump higher and punch harder, twirl faster. Oh my God! Don't hit a girl! Wow, Riley. Way to fuck up a good wet dream, buddy. I mean, come on. What does Giles have to live for at this moment? I mean, come on. Single, middle-aged guy. He's not needed anymore. Let him have a little fun. Riley, you're a buzzkill. So now she has pink leather pants? Wait a minute. I know I'm slow on the uptake here. I think I have something new. I think I've got leather pants to watch. Yes! Pink and red so far. I'm going to have to go back and rewatch. Were there black leather pants somewhere in this episode? Not sure. I don't know, but the red Loverboy leather pants? Hot. Aww. Goodbye, Vlad. The Impaler. Every time I make a really bad impression. Go ahead. Finish your drink. The funny syphilis. What? I wonder, wait a minute. Seriously, is Xander gonna stop being everybody's butt monkey? Or no? That would seriously, that would be interesting to see him step up and be his own man. Although, wacky sidekick is important. So she did watch the movies and know he comes back. Then why didn't they know all this other stuff about him before? No, those aren't leather pants. Damn. But they are not flattering. She's wearing mom jeans. Her hair is very pretty here. Again, it's summertime. What is with the sweaters? He's under with Thessala there on the table. So she's finally taking this whole slaying thing, I mean, hunting thing, seriously? Now she's interested. Now she wants a watcher. Now she wants to be taught how to do things. Me, 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 me. I'm Buffy Summers. Although it is very sweet for her to ask him like that. No, he can't go to England. No. No. Change your mind. Don't say it. It's weird seeing Buffy at home. Who the fuck is that? What's the bitch from Weeds doing on here? What? 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 Fuck. Well, okay, so it's over, and what the fuck is that, sister? What? 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 Damn. So I'm turning this off and my mind is blown. Holy. What? So what I'm taking from this, ridiculous, 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 Buffy finally needs Giles. So she flatters him. He stops being Mr. Poopy Faye, Poopy Pants, Pouty Faze, decides to stay. Xander's gonna be his own man. And a sister? What? There haven't been a sister. I know nothing about a sister. Did her dad? Does he? With. I. I don't fucking know. So anyway, thank you for listening to me babble. I'm sorry if I let anybody down. Anybody that wanted to hear me babble on while I was watching an episode. But thanks for listening. And maybe I'll do this again another time. Maybe it'll be solo, because me rambling to myself like a crazy person in my apartment is awesome. Or maybe there'll be a special guest with me. Who knows? Anyway, thank you all for listening and supporting. And I'm really babbling. I'm like Xander right now with the babbling, because I have sister. What the sister? Fuck. Weird. Okay. Thank you, everybody. And peace out.